Espinoza, it's time for an official National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens. By Maria Espinoza on November 3, 2018. Each year since 2011, on the first Sunday of November, the Remembrance Project and other patriotic grassroots groups across America have observed their own National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens. This year, it falls on Sunday, November 4th. Click here to see place and time for our Washington, D.C. 2018 memorial, but as hard as we tried, the media would give us little or no coverage, instead choosing to focus massive amounts of biased footage and news coverage sympathetic to the plight of illegal aliens, falsely characterizing illegals as people like us, just wanting a better life. But there is an insidious twist to their lies. It's all happening at our expense. Since 2009, the Remembrance Project has honored and remembered Americans killed by illegal aliens through our Stolen Lives quilt by touring the country, in sponsoring many live events, and, most recently, through almost daily appearances in television or radio interviews. While there are no reliable statistics on illegal alien killings of Americans, there are thousands of real stories of real Americans killed, documented in police reports, the internet, nightly television news, and on our Stolen Lives quilt. But Congress has intentionally turned a blind eye to this terrible epidemic-sized crime wave crossing the border. They have ignored not only the killings of Americans, but also the thousands of rapes, molestations, and the unprecedented sexual enslavement of young girls and boys over decades of unfettered illegal migration. Millions more of American lives have been lost as the direct result of massive amounts of drugs coming into our communities and into our schools each year. No worries, says Congress. They want you to know that they are working, but their dirty little secret? Answer, they're not working for you. Thus far, the D.C. Swamp Masters of Deceit have intentionally introduced over 18,000 bills, resolutions, and amendments in fewer than 340 days in session, knowing that only a handful will ever reach the president's desk, or even see a single vote. A cursory look through the current list of resolutions introduced by Congress reveals some very perverse efforts by the House and Senate to promote illegal aliens and other non-American groups over Americans. Below are just four of the 2,217 proposed resolutions, most of which are monumental chest-puffing and deceptive braggadocio for their constituent newsletters and emails. House Resolution, H.R.E.S.869. Recognizing American Muslims' history and contributions to our nation. But no mention of the horrific crimes committed by members of that same group against Americans. Senate Resolution, S.R.E.S.566. A resolution expressing the sense of the Senate that the President of the United States must immediately establish an interagency office for locating and reuniting children with parents in order to protect separated children from suffering additional trauma resulting from the zero-tolerance policy. Clearly, an anti-Trump message, and especially insensitive to American families insofar as there is no resolution in the Senate setting aside even one day to honor Americans killed, who are permanently separated from their families, by illegal aliens released into the United States. Senate Resolution, S.R.E.S.388. A resolution recognizing January 27, 2018, as the anniversary of the first refugee and Muslim ban, and urging the president to demonstrate true leadership on refugee resettlement. While they feel a need to openly defy the president's lawful ban, where is the day of remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens? Many killed by members of the group that Congress now wishes to honor. With Congress preoccupied in honoring and remembering illegal aliens and citizens of foreign countries, I penned a September 6, 2018, letter to someone who actually cares, President Trump, saying, in part, Mr. President, an official proclamation by you would solidify what we could not do during the Obama years. That is, having the president set aside one day each year to publicly honor these stolen lives who are permanently separated from their families through no fault of their own. We firmly believe that one official commemorative day will give added, continued public exposure of this epidemic of killings, and will move the support for the wall, and other needed measures, substantially in the right direction. All of us, the angel moms, dads, wives and husbands, children, and friends of loved ones whose lives have been so unfairly stolen, are tremendously hopeful that the president will once again hear us. What greater message can our wonderful president give to grieving American families than to proclaim a National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens? Click here to read the Remembrance Project's letter to President Trump. Maria Espinosa is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting America and honoring the memory of those killed by illegal aliens. Find out more at theremembranceproject.org.